Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Anna Taylor and welcome to another episode of Anna and the Angels radio show. Today I am just going to be talking to you because I felt like it was an opportunity for me just to share what's been coming through for me from the angels rather than just talk to guests. I do love that, and we'll be having another beautiful guest on in 2 weeks' time, but this felt right to do a show to connect with you myself, to be able to bring through the messages that I felt the angels wanted to share with us most. And for those of you who may not know too much about me, my background is a very quote unquote non-spiritual household that I was brought up in. I always thought that was the case, and really it's just I believe that everyone is spiritual. It's just that some of us are a little bit more or less aware of that fact. And so my parents didn't talk about energy. They didn't, discuss angels. They didn't, talk about manifestation, as we're going to talk about today. I just had this kind of inherent belief that there was something other than me in the world, that there was something going on that was more than me. And I went to a Christian school for some of my childhood, and I wasn't quite sure what I believed about it all, because to me it felt like it was making people wrong. You know, it was saying that if you didn't believe in Jesus, that you would go to hell, and that you had to pay for your sins, and you had to be forgiven. And to me, I just felt like it was completely the opposite of love. And that is my message. That is what I believe most, is people ask me all the time what I believe in. And I believe in unconditional love. I believe that God and the angels love us unconditionally, and that they are here to help us with anything that will bring us peace. So it's not a case of, oh, well, I can't ask for that because it's too much, or, I'm not supposed to ask for that because somebody deserves it more. In their eyes, we are all equal. And so even if we have made mistakes, or there's been things that we would have preferred to do differently, or perhaps we've only just opened our eyes or our hearts to various different things like this, there is not one single person, soul in the world that they love more or less. That really their message is that they want us to see ourselves as they see us. Because if we all saw each other as equal, there really would be no fighting, there would be no comparing, we wouldn't feel less worthy, or we wouldn't want to, try and prove ourselves all the time. And so the angels are always reminding us and all of the clients that I speak to that really everything centers around that one point, that we are all loved and lovable as we are. We are all perfect as we are. And so therefore, whether you believe in God and the angels, or whether you just believe that, there's something other than us in the world, it doesn't matter, because as long as you believe that force, that power, that energy is love, then it's all really the same thing. So we're all, when we all talk about various different religions, to me, if we're all focusing on us bringing more peace into the world, then wonderful. And that is, to me, the most important thing. So really, you have your own choices. You have your own sense of spirituality, and nobody is right or wrong. It's what brings us peace. But I would really encourage you that if there is any part of your belief system that starts to make you feel guilty or wrong or bad, then I would suggest to you to just refocus on the love, because honestly, that is all that there is. And that is really the essence of what I do in my angel readings or any healing sessions, is just to share that message from the angels in its various forms, and to help people like you, like the listeners, to recognize that we are absolutely worthy of all good things. So it's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you today about manifestation. Lots of you may have heard of The Secret. There was a book called The Secret that really opened people's eyes to something called the Law of Attraction. Now, there was lots of great things about that book. I think it kind of missed the divine aspect in many ways. Some of it was more focused on, oh, you make a wish and then it comes true. And I do think that there is something, there was something powerful about that because it made people realize that they could open themselves up and that they could focus their thoughts on what they wanted. But I do think there's a little more to it than that. And I wanted to be able to share my perspective, or rather the angel's perspective, on manifestation. And then what we're going to do is, towards the end of the show, is I'm going to take you through a little meditation to help you to open your energy up to receiving, because really ultimately that's where it's at. It's not so much coming from a place of asking, like, can I have this? Please, can I have this? Because that's really, coming from a place of lack. That's coming from a place of, like, am I worthy of this? It's really more about allowing, about opening your energy up to receiving really that which is already yours in truth. Because there isn't such a thing as, like, one person gets to have this and one person gets to have that. It's just that we all have different desires because we're all constantly asking for things. Every single day we have thoughts, about our desires and our fears. And so we are asking constantly, even, our choices throughout the day, perhaps about what we want to eat or where we want to go. There's always an asking. There is always a moment where we're putting some energy out there in towards the direction of where we want to go. And to me, it's about realizing that we can be conscious, that we can be more conscious of what we're asking for, more conscious of what we're putting our focus on, so that we can use that power, that energy that we have, to really manifest the dreams and desires that we know can be true in our hearts. And I actually believe that when we come to the point of, oh, like, oh, I have this idea, or this is my dream, it's because our heart and our soul is already in alignment with that. Our heart and our soul already knows that this is what is going to be part of our path. And so it's not a random thing, particularly not if you suddenly get this deep feeling about it, like your heart is really speaking to you with it, like you can't imagine feeling more joyful about anything. That's because you're connecting to the true joy that you are. And so if you're somebody that doesn't really know what they want, really, it's actually about, well, you know that you want to feel joy, you know what, you want to feel peace, and that you want to feel loving to yourself and to others. So actually, the details, so to speak, you don't need to have a big list of things. You don't need to have, 50 different things that you want. You can really focus on those feelings. How do you want to feel? What do you want to be? How do you want to show up in the world? Because ultimately, your feelings are what bring you into that place of alignment with all that your heart is really desiring, even if you don't really know what that is. In fact, I heard, or saw rather, a post by my friend Jake Ducey today, who's actually been on the show last year, I believe, and he was talking about that, saying that he really feels that it's not about thinking about what we want. It's not about just saying, oh, this is what I want, and so I'm going to think about it. It's about being it. It's about being what we want. So it's more embodying it. It's more, okay, so I am going to focus on all that is going to bring me into that joyful, peaceful place, on being that joy, rather than waiting for that joy to come when we get that boyfriend or the girlfriend or the car or the job or the house or the whatever it may be. It's actually being that, being all that we want to feel already. And so that the universe goes, oh, okay, so we're going to open that door to even more good. So my first recommendation really is to practice gratitude as much as you can in your life, for what you already have, for the life that you have, for who you are, even where you're at and things are challenging. Because gratitude is instantly a way to raise your vibration and to focus on all of the blessings of your life already. People ask me what they would recommend as a spiritual practice, as a way to raise your vibration, as a way to be able to communicate with the angels more. And I always say gratitude, because it really opens us up. It really opens our hearts. If we just take a moment to close our eyes and to feel something or someone or a situation or maybe even just our entire existence that we're grateful for. Taking a deep breath and focusing on all that we're grateful for in this moment. Perhaps it's just the ability to be able to listen to this show or for the chair that you're sitting on or for the food that you've just eaten, your family, for the body that you're in. There's just a multitude of things that you can instantly be grateful for. Some days it's easier than others, right, to be grateful. But I always suggest that even in the darkest place, there is something to be grateful. And then it can often be the key to shifting all our entire perspective and in that moment what we are welcoming in as well. So gratitude is my number one recommendation if you want to be attracting more joy, more peace, because you don't have to feel wonderful all the time. But if you can be in that place of gratitude as much as you can, it automatically opens us up. Okay? So gratitude. The other thing that the angels want to remind us of today is that there is no such thing as the limits. There is no such thing as limitations as far as they're concerned. They have a body, and they want to remind us that we are a body in this human space, but we as souls are infinitely connected to all that is, all that energy. And so if we can think of ourselves as energy, it will help us to open up to all of the possibilities. And part of thanking the angels, thanking God for helping us, is to open ourselves up to perhaps unexpected ways that our dreams can come true. So often we try and control how we think something is going to happen. But if we're really focusing on, I'm just going to, focus on all that is good in my life. I'm going to allow myself to feel more peace, more joy in this moment. That really what you're doing is saying, here it is. Here's my vision. Here's my vision for the future, whether that's through meditation or just speaking it out loud or really feeling it in your heart. And then just letting it go, handing it over to God and the angels. That does not mean giving up, but I believe that surrender, release, is a big part of allowing our dreams to come to us. Because when we let go, when we surrender, how it's going to happen, when we just surrender our fears and perhaps we even surrender the real longing for it, it again opens the door to let God and the angels do their thing, as I say, that we have no idea of the bigger plan they have for us. And we often can't see all of the ways that it could happen. But if we can let go and trust that when we ask, that when we focus on our desire, that it will come true. There's a quote, and I don't know who it's by, but it's something like, for those who have real true faith, no patience is necessary, because they already know that it's absolutely happening. And it's that knowing, it's that deep knowing, it's that deep trust that then allows all manner of miracles to occur. That is easier said than done, and people think I must be the most patient person in the world. I've said many times, I am absolutely not. I still, even though I know all of this, we're all human. We all, especially I think sometimes the deeper the desire, the harder it is to get out of the way. And so you can call on the angels to help you to get out of the way and help them to do their job, so to speak, to help you to really be open to all of the magic that is possible for you. Okay, so, and Joe Fayel, I find, is a beautiful angel to help us to get out of that fearful place, out of that, like, oh, I don't know how this is going to happen, and just lifting our thoughts, lifting our vibration, lifting our hearts to one of trust and peace to help us to really feel worthy of all that is good. Now, that leads me on to the next key thing, and that is you are worthy because you exist. You are worthy of good because you exist. As I said at the beginning, the angels do not see us in any other way but than with love. And so you may see, oh, it's, you know, well, so-and-so deserves it more than I do, or, you know, I did this thing when I was younger and I feel like I don't deserve it, or, you know, I'm not so clever, or, you know, I remember that I didn't have such a good thought that day, or whatever it is. They don't see any of that. We are all loved and lovable as we are. And as I said, we are all equal in the eyes of God and the angels. And so it's not a case of being worthy because we already are. It's about us believing that we absolutely can have and deserve what it is that we desire. And one of the things that the angels say is that when we really allow the good to come to us, when we really allow ourselves to have that joy, to experience that life that's filled with joy, to experience our heart's desires, we are more able to give. We are more able to be of service, whether that may be the support that we need. Maybe that be money. Maybe that be, you know, people showing up to help us. Maybe that be that home, or, you know, healthy food or whatever it is. We are more able to be of service. And so what we can see, actually, when we receive, we're just allowing ourselves to be able to give more. And so it absolutely isn't selfish. And when you desire something, when you are saying, this is my heart's desire, it's not selfish in any way, because we live in an unlimited world, and so there is no such thing as not enough or that you're taking away. We, our humanness has us believe that, because we often have been brought up in a competitive society that says there are limits, or that, you know, one person is more deserving, but that does not exist. That's a human belief, and so we really want to get out of the way of, you know, only one person deserving good. Okay, and really, the other thing I would say is going away from, you know, that asking into allowing yourself to receive, allowing yourself to be in that space where you're focusing on the desire rather than the lack of your desire, which would be, so, for example, if you wanted to feel really good in your body, you wouldn't say, oh, angels, I'm feeling so sick, please make me well. You know, that doesn't feel very empowering, does it? And you're constantly focusing on, I feel so sick, or I have this illness, or I have this disease. What you want to is really affirming your health, affirming that you feel good. Now, this is not about, you know, denying any of your feelings, but we're talking about the positive, life-affirming, joyful, peaceful thoughts being way more powerful than any of the worries. So it doesn't mean that you have to have perfect thoughts every single moment of the day, but it goes along with what we were saying, that your feeling is what brings you more joy, more peace, more health, whatever you want to experience. So if you can get yourself into that feeling place of it's already happening, that this is my experience, that I am moving towards that health, I'm moving, that what I want is already here in truth. So acting as much as you can as if it's already happening, allowing yourself. It's one of the reasons why I called my album Already Here, because I always used to say, everything I need for this album is already here, the producers, the music, the money, all of it is already here. And then I would talk about the relationship, the person in my title track that is already here for me, because actually I believe that in truth, energetically, they are. They are. They're just, we are moving towards showing up physically for each other. And so being what you want. So if you want to have that loving relationship, being more loving to yourself. If you want to have somebody that's really funny and playful, being that fun, playful person, allowing yourself to see the qualities in yourself that you're desiring in another, allowing yourself to see that you are as capable and as sexy and as fun as the person that you're desiring, so that you're not expecting somebody to complete you, that you are coming from a place of wholeness, and therefore two whole people are meeting each other and amazing things happening, rather than saying, like, you know, this person completes me, like it happens in the movies. We spoke about this a little bit with Erica last week, Erica Longdon, because she'd written a book about relationships. It's really about knowing that a relationship is a bonus in our life. And I really like to highlight this because, you know, us romantics, we like to, you know, watch these movies that really focus on, you know, the sudden whirlwind happening and, you know, somebody that wasn't happy is suddenly happy. But actually, it's the other way around. Focus on your happiness. Focus on being happy now. And then the best part of it is the happier that you are, the more good happens. So it's not that we live in a universe that, you know, favors one person versus the other. It's just that we are more open sometimes to those good things happening. It's about getting out of that victim mode, like, oh, always this to me, or, you know, I've had so much bad happen, to actually, how do I feel empowered right now? How can I get myself into a place of knowing that I get to create the life that I want? I get to say yes to good things. I get to have a choice right now about how I react. Some things in our lives seem out of our control, but there's always a choice in that moment about what we do with it. And so it's about being empowered, knowing that we, all of us, are creators of our lives. And so with that in mind, just for the next few moments before the end of the show, I want to take you through a little chakra meditation to help you to open up to receiving, to being in that receptive mode, for helping you to feel your spiritual power, to helping you to connect with who you truly are, so that you can really allow all that is good into your life. And you can definitely bring to mind that which you desire as we're doing this. But if you don't have a specific thing, remembering that really the most important thing is you being in that space of receptivity to good, to being open to that happiness right now rather than when you have something. It's not external, it's internal, okay? So just taking a deep breath and allowing yourself for a moment just to focus on your feet, on the floor, so you're nice and grounded. Closing your eyes if you feel comfortable to do so. Taking a deep breath. And in this moment, we thank God and all of the angels for being with us right now, for helping us, first of all, to focus on our root chakra, which is the base of our spine, and is often ruby red in color. You don't need to get too focused on the color, but many people will see the ruby red ball. And you can just breathe in, and just breathing out and letting go of any fear of lack, any fear of not being provided for, any fears about being human, being on the earth, and just breathing in and allowing yourself to affirm that you are taken care of. So you can say in your head or out loud, all of my needs are taken care of right now. I am safe. I am centered. I am provided for in all ways. And breathing up just a few inches above that chakra, For women, it will be the womb, into the orange center called the sacral chakra, where often our creativity and our desires are. Just breathing out any tension in that area. Breathing out any fears or blocks. Any unworthiness about focusing on our desires. Any fears about really connecting to our power as creators. Breathing that out. Breathing in. I allow myself to experience joy. I am a creative being. And I deserve to focus on my desires. I deserve to live my desires. So breathing up into the higher stomach area, the solar plexus, which is a bright yellow sunshine. And our power, our light, our cool. Just breathing out any tension in that area. Perhaps where we have tried to control things or other people have tried to control us. Perhaps where others have told us that we can't be this or that and where we've believed them. Any fears about being seen, just breathing all of those out. And just breathing in that beautiful, bright sunshine and affirming, I am powerful. My power is love. And I allow myself to shine brightly in the world. Breathing in and focusing on your heart chakra now, which is often green or pink. You may even like to see it like a rose. And of course, focusing on the heart and breathing out any fears about giving or receiving love. Any part of you that feels unworthy of love, just breathing it out. Allowing yourself to breathe in love. To allow your heart to open to more love, to more blessings, and affirm, I deserve to give and receive love. I am love. I am loved and lovable. So breathing up into your throat chakra, breathing out any fears about speaking your truth, about expressing yourself, about being heard, and breathing in beautiful pale blue light of your throat chakra and affirming, it is safe for me to speak my truth. It is safe for me to express myself. With love. I speak my truth with love. So breathing up now and allowing yourself to see your future, your vision, what it is that you desire as already here. Breathing out any fear about that and affirming it is safe for me to see clearly. It is safe for me to see my future. It is safe for me to see love. Breathing into your crown chakra. Oh, your third eye, by the way, is a beautiful indigo blue color. So you can see that beautiful indigo blue color. And then as you breathe up, you can breathe up into your crown chakra, which is at the top of your head. And often purple and white sparkles. And breathing out any fear about your intuition. Breathing out any fear about knowing, about experiencing your divine truth. Any fears about God or the angels. Any feelings of disconnect. And then breathing in that beautiful light and affirming, I am constantly connected to the divine. I am divine love and wisdom. And I easily know the truth. So as you breathe into that, just allowing yourself once again to feel your energy from bottom to top as bright and shiny, noticing in your body if there's any places where you need to expand that energy. Allowing yourself to be open and yet grounded. Feeling for a moment what it would be like to have your desires, to feel that joy, to feel that peace. To experience your heart's desires in physical reality. Breathing into that. We thank the angels for being with us, for continuing to help each of us, whether we're listening live or on the call, with our desires. We thank you, God and the angels, for adding power to all of our intentions, to all of our desires, and we thank you for bringing them to us in perfect and divine time. And so it is. Amen. So just grounding yourself, bringing yourself back into your body, feeling your feet on the floor, and just slowly coming back. We have to leave you now, but take care of yourself. Drink some water. Trust and believe in your dreams because we do, because the angels do. And so it is. Amen. Bye for now.